Morning. There is one case to be heard this morning. It is number 2021-457, Carr versus McLean, the tax commissioner. We will hear argument from the appellant tax commissioner, Ms. Allison.
Good morning. Thank you. May it please the court, my name is Kim Allison, here this morning on behalf of the tax commissioner. In its decision, the Board of Tax Appeals erroneously ordered that the assessed penalty in this case be abated by the commissioner, and the board made this decision despite the fact that they lacked both the jurisdiction and the statutory authority to do so. Essentially, the board's order is erroneous for three reasons. First, the board lacked jurisdiction to consider the imposition of the penalty because it was not raised in the taxpayer's notice of appeal. Second, the board lacked the statutory authority to review the commissioner's imposition of the penalty. While it's true that in certain circumstances, the board does have authority to review the commissioner's refusal to abate a penalty, that is not what this case is about. The board went even further and they reviewed the commissioner's imposition of a penalty and they unilaterally substituted their judgment for that of the commissioner. So therefore, they have no authority to do that. And third, the Board of Tax Appeals decision unreasonably and unlawfully determined that the commissioner abused his discretion in imposing a penalty in this case.
Well, did the board's decision doesn't really make reference to the abuse of discretion standard, does it?
It does not. And that's one of the problems. I mean, in order, this case is unusual because in order to challenge the penalty, first, the taxpayer would have been required to petition the commissioner to abate the penalty, which he did not do. If the commissioner denied that abatement request, then and only then would the board have had jurisdiction on proper appeal to consider this issue.
What about the Obetz case, the recent case that addressed the need to make a short, plain statement of errors in the notice of appeal? Does that affect the analysis on the jurisdiction?
It absolutely does. I mean, this court has consistently held that 5717.02 requires that the board, or states that the board lacks jurisdiction to consider issues that are not properly raised in a notice of appeal. And in the notice of appeal here, the taxpayer only argued generally, as he did before the commissioner, that his purchase of his 2005 truck qualified for exemption under the transportation for hire exemption. And there's no mention of a penalty abatement at all anywhere in his notice of appeal. And further, the taxpayer also declined to really participate in these proceedings whatsoever, other than filing his petition for reassessment in his notice of appeal. He did not request a hearing before the commissioner. He waived his right to a hearing before the board and therefore failed to submit any competent probative evidence to support his claim.
Let me go back to this issue of the notice of appeal to the PTA, because in Obetz, there were a couple of issues and the tax commissioner said, well, he didn't raise them the Obetz did not raise them in the notice of appeal. And the court said that the notice of appeal was sufficient in that situation under the amended statute. How does this case differ from the situation there?
Well, I just think it's a little more clear in this case. I mean, the fact that he didn't even mention it and the fact that he didn't participate in the proceedings to even clarify, again, we haven't really heard from, again, he didn't request it and he didn't submit any evidence. He didn't argue it. So I just think it's a little more clear in a case like this where the taxpayer doesn't participate at all. Okay, so the BTA then correctly upheld the validity of the total amount of the tax assessed and the interest against the taxpayer, but they went on to incorrectly remand this case to the tax commissioner with instructions to abate the penalty. Again, because this wasn't raised in the notice of appeal, the board lacked jurisdiction. Second, even if the BTA had jurisdiction, they lacked the statutory authority to review the tax commissioner's imposition of the penalty and to substitute their own judgment for that of the commissioner. 5733, 133, and 5741.14 state that the commissioner may impose a penalty for failure to remit or collect use tax. The use of the word may means that the commissioner's imposition of the penalty is completely discretionary. And again, as I mentioned, the only method to challenge this discretionary imposition of the penalty is to properly petition the commissioner for abatement. So therefore, since the commission, since the taxpayer did not properly seek abatement in this case, the board lacked the statutory authority to review. Again, they're reviewing the imposition of the penalty, not the denial of an abatement. So this is a step further than a normal abatement request.
So the position you're saying is if the statute says may impose, the BTA cannot review that even if the taxpayer raises it?
Not without petitioning the commissioner first.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so it would have to be in a petition for reassessment.
Correct, and then if that's denied, then a proper appeal to the Board of Tax Appeals, and neither of those procedures occurred. And third, as we touched on earlier, even if the board did have jurisdiction and statutory authority to review the commissioner's imposition of the penalty, the BTA erroneously found that the commissioner abused his discretion, and that finding was unreasonable and unlawful. You know, again, had a request for penalty abatement been made and properly appealed, then the issue before the board would have been whether the commissioner abused his discretion. And this court has consistently held that appellate review of a refusal to abate the penalty is the court is to apply abuse of discretion standard. But in order to find that the commissioner abused his discretion, the BTA would have had to have found that the commissioner's decision was so palpably and grossly violative of fact and logic that it evidenced the perversity of will, defiance of judgment, passion, or bias. In addition, the burden is clearly on the taxpayer, as the party requesting the abatement, to prove that the commissioner abused his discretion. In this case, the taxpayer failed to allege, yet alone prove, that the commissioner abused his discretion. In fact, it's hard to, the commissioner could not have abused his discretion in failing to perform an act that he was never requested to perform. And as we touched on earlier, there's absolutely no evidence that the commissioner abused his discretion with regard to the imposition of this penalty. The BTA merely substituted its own judgment for that of the commissioner. The BTA did not state why the tax commissioner's imposition of the penalty was an abuse of discretion. In fact, they said they were compelled to find that the taxpayer had not carried his burden, and they specifically found that the taxpayer failed to prove he had the requisite PUCO and Department of Transportation certifications. And then without any explanation whatsoever, they erroneously held that the tax commissioner abused his discretion in imposing a penalty. There's absolutely no support for finding that the commissioner abused his discretion in imposing the penalty in this case, probably because the taxpayer never advocated for such a finding. So unless the court has any further questions, the commissioner would respectfully request that the court overrule the BTA's decision as it relates to the imposition of penalties and affirm the tax commissioner's final determination in its entirety.
Is it necessary for the court to remand to the BTA or just reverse the abatement of the penalty?
I believe they can reverse the board's order remanding and then themselves affirm the final determination.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Allison.
Thank you very much. The appellee
has waived argument in this matter. Therefore, this case will be submitted. The court will advise the parties of its decision. Would the marshal please adjourn the court?
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.